We're here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is He who binds us together. It is His name, it is His person and work that bring us here, and we're going to sing about that and celebrate that. Would you turn to Luke 2 and listen with me to the Christmas story in Luke 2, 1 through 20. We're going to pick a verse. We're going to pick a verse, and I'm going to ask the boys and girls to learn it with me this morning so that they can tell it back to us after the service in the Sunday school program. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Boys and girls, verse 11 is our Christmas comfort and message. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to focus on the comfort in this single verse this morning. A verse that I would turn around in terms of the original language to sound like this. Because. That's the first word of the verse. I know in our version it says for. That's a bit weakened rendering of a stronger word, because. And because is the basis for no fear. It's the basis for joy. And it's the basis for joy to all the people, because there is born for you, to you all, today a Savior, who is Christ Lord, who is Christ Lord. Boys and girls, I notice at the end of your program this morning, you're going to be singing. You're going to be telling us something. We're all going to be joining together to say, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. If we are going to be the kind of congregation that evangelizes, that goes to tell on the mountains of our relationships, of our responsibilities and opportunities and activities, if we're going to be that kind, we need to listen first to make sure we've got the message straight that we're going to be telling the world. What's the message? In other words, if we're going to evangelize the world, we must first be evangelized. And that's why we're here this morning, to be evangelized with the Christmas gospel message, the Christmas comfort. Jesus is going to evangelize us this morning through His servant, through the Word. And He's going to evangelize us in three ways: with a personal message, for you is born. With a prophetic message, who is Christ Lord, and a political message. A political message. This Christ Lord is born in the city of David, in Bethlehem, the city of the King. A personal message. This Savior was born for you all. A prophetic message. He's Christ Lord. And a political message. Let's be clear that when the text talks to you, it's talking not to you and you and you and you. The text is talking to y'all. It's talking to all of you. It's a you plural. So that the message and the comfort, which is personal this morning, is not first of all about me. And it's not first of all about you singular or you singular. It's about us. It's about you all. Israel, the people of God, the people of Abraham, the people of the covenant. Now, I tell you this morning, boys and girls, not to put a distance between you and the text, not to take the text away from you, but to bring it closer to you, to remind you, y'all, that you have a history. That you have a history as a people. As a people of God. It's a history of infidelity. You all have a history of waywardness. You all have a history of ingratitude. This you, in our text this morning, this you had gone into exile and lost ownership of the land, had become enslaved, reduced to a stump. The royal dynasty lay in ruins, and their glorious splendor lay shattered by divine judgment. No hope, no future, no life. Nothing more than a rotting, decaying, dead as a doornail stump. That's you. But look. Look closely. Look at the base of that dying, rotting stump to see the green bud, that green shoot that's coming out. Isaiah 11, verse 1, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit." This you were a dead people from whom a Savior would be born. But notice, this is the gospel comfort. The people from whom a Savior would be born are also the people for whom the Savior would be born. You see, Christmas was not God's abstract, generalized niceness to a faceless humanity. Baby Jesus is God's personal answer to a personal crisis of personal lostness. You need to grab this as part of the message if you're going to go out and tell it on the mountain. That God remembered who we were. And that's the angel's message. Everything around it, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." That's all prelude. "And this will be a sign for you." That's all postlude. But the message is this. Because for you, a Savior will be born. That's the heart of the Christmas gospel. God has remembered. He has remembered y'all. And He's not forgotten you. We need that kind of Savior. A personal Savior. One whom God has given personally to us in our desperate need. But I ask you this morning, before we go any further, what is your deepest need? You say, sin. Yeah, I know. But not sin in general. Your deepest need isn't sin in general. Your deepest need and my deepest need is not abstract sin, faceless sin. Your deepest need is your sin. And my deepest need is my sin. It's the sin that has my smell on it. It's the sin that wears my face. It's the sin that carries my name, My sin is the need that occasioned this event we celebrate this morning. And that's the comfort for you all. For you all, a child has been born. It's a personal message. And that message we take out into the world, into our relationships, into our areas and arenas of influence. We take that message out and we tell people who are personally bound, enslaved to personal sin, that God knows them in their sin and sent a personal Savior for that sin. Secondly, prophetic. He's a prophetic Savior. He's Christ the Lord. The message describes what this Savior would be. You know, we read the Bible too quickly, folks. We read the Bible too quickly and we don't pay attention to these little nuggets, these names. Because you see, it's these names that contain the power, the punch, and the purpose. Christ, from catechism, boys and girls, you know, Christ means anointed. Hebrew, Mashiach. Greek, Christos. Anointed points to His calling, points to His work, points to His office as prophet, priest, and king. And I tell you that people have three and only three great needs. They need revelation from above, and that's what a prophet comes to give. They need propitiation for their sin, and that's what a priest comes to render and administer. And they need regulation for obedience and holiness, and that's what a king comes to do. And here he is on Christmas morning, prophet, priest, and king. Your prophet, revelation. Your priest, propitiation. Your king, regulation. But he's also Lord. Lord. And this Greek word, kurios, Lord, was the word used in the Old Testament for Yahweh, Jehovah, the covenant God, Adonai. This was God's covenant name. Now, you got to hear it. You got to hear the message the angels are giving to the shepherds on this evening. A baby is born and he will be, or he is, Christ Lord. He is anointed Yahweh. He is the God of the covenant, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I ask you, why is this a joyful message? Boys and girls, let's be clear this morning why this is joyful. It's because we finally have a prophet, priest, and king who can do the job. Who can do the job of revealing and showing to us the Father in all truth and glory. Who can render the perfect, final, absolute sacrifice for sin. And who can fight to the defeat of sin and Satan and their hosts. We have a Savior in this baby who can do the job. He possesses all the qualities, all the capacities, all the gifts because He is God Himself. And why is this comfort for you and for me? Because we can't get it done. We can't do it. It's comfort because we know that we are always and forever coming up short, time and again grabbing the stick by the wrong end. We are always repeatedly reaching the end of our ropes. Whether it's your addictions, whether it's your ambitions, whether it's your attitudes, or whether it's your appetites, you simply cannot get the job done. And He can. You don't have the wisdom, so you need someone who is the very Word of God. You don't have the purity, so you need someone who is purity personified. You don't have the power, and you need someone who has put Satan in his place. That's what you need. And here's the good news of Christmas. Because for you, there is born in the city of David, the Christ Lord. The Christ Lord. Finally, a political message. a political message. The Savior was born in David's city. Again, boys and girls, the Greek word for city is polis, from which we get our English word political. Political. You have got to believe me when I tell you this announcement this night was a political announcement. This Christ Lord is being announced and introduced to the world as the one born in David's polis. This Christmas baby is a David's city kind of baby. He is a David's city kind of Savior. And what kind of Savior is that, you ask? Well, David was the greatest Old Testament king, a friend of God, a man after God's own heart, and a forerunner, ancestor of this king, baby Jesus. So this Savior born this night is a David's city kind of Savior. And this origin points to his character and destiny. His place of birth points to the kind of Savior he would be. Let me ask you this question. You who know your Bible, what was a godly king supposed to be? What was he supposed to do? Two things. A godly king was to ensure peace through the administration of justice. Ensure peace through the administration of justice. You couldn't get it done. David couldn't get it done. This king will get it done. He will secure peace, not by dropping bombs or shooting laser-guided missiles, not by any kind of chemical warfare. This king will secure peace with God through the satisfaction of God's justice. You see how these two go together now, and they go together at the cross. So we see today, this morning, the shadow of the cross over the manger in Bethlehem, where peace is going to be obtained at the cost of justice. And this justice is going to be satisfied by this king giving up his life. And why is this good news? It's because God's peace and God's justice are wed. They are merged. They meet in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. In none other. None other. And so we have a message. We have a message to the world that peace and justice find harmony not through any kind of military, industrial complex or appetite, not through any military strong arm aggression. Brothers and sisters, the message we proclaim as the people of God who are loyal to and identified with this Jesus is that such peace through justice is what North Korea needs. It's what Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq need. This is what Washington needs, because this is what every human being needs. But why is this comfort? Because we acknowledge and we sing this morning of this baby, this Savior, this Christ Lord, this King, as our ruler. Our ruler. His power is our defense. You believe that? His law is our life. Do you believe that? His fight is our victory. Do you believe that? Well, consider yourself to have been evangelized this morning with the gospel of Christmas, so that now, boys and girls, you can sing it loudly. Okay? Go tell it on the mountains. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful, complex, yet simple answer of Christmas. That you saw us in our personal crisis, our personal sin and brokenness, loneliness, impotence, and you came from heaven to dwell in our midst, in the midst of this brokenness, in the midst of this sin, in the midst of this rebellion. Father, we thank you for this wonderful plan, for this marvelous solution that we call Christmas. Thank you for the comfort of Christmas. In the personal message that you love us personally and that you seek us and seek to draw us to yourself personally. We thank you for this prophetic message that the names our Savior bore were genuine, true, accurate reflections of His person and work. And we thank you for this political comfort, this political message. So we need not put our trust in the arm of men. The arm of flesh will fail us. But that we may know ourselves to belong, body and soul, in life and in death, to our only faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.